Dated two astronauts through a dangerous docking today at the International Space Station.
The Starliner capsule had to hold about 650 feet from the ISS as teams dealt with problems with the propulsion system. Onboard crew members Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams piloted the capsule manually, performing hot fire tests to try to restart malfunctioning thrusters. Then they gingerly guided the capsule to the ISS and successfully linked up. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meantime, success for SpaceX in Texas, where the company completed its first full test flight of its mega Starship rocket today. Its previous three flights all ended in explosions. Today marks the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings in Normandy that helped turn the tide on World War II. And our Tony DiCoppo sat down with Army veteran Onofrio Zaccari. He's 101 years old, but was just 21 when he landed on Omaha Beach.
What do you hope people remember?
What war brings. Nothing but misery. Nothing but misery.
Do you feel like the world has learned its lesson?
No way. Too much conflict between people, different cultures, different whatnot. I can't predict the future, but I won't be here.
President Biden's commemorating D-Day with other world leaders in France. Testimony in Hunter Biden's gun trial continued today with his late brother, Beau's widow, who Hunter had a relationship with. Hallie Biden talked about the moment she found his revolver in his truck and tossed it in the trash outside a market near her home. Prosecutors are trying to prove Hunter was still using drugs when he bought it in 2018. Prosecutors have charged suspected Gilgo Beach killer Rex Huerman with the deaths of two more women on Long Island. Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney.
Regarding that male hair, the mitochondrial DNA profile developed from that male hair on the victim Castilla and the profile developed from the defendant's buccal swab match.
11 bodies have been found. Huerman faces charges for six of those deaths so far. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon's headed to prison soon.
Bannon must surrender himself by July 1st. The order follows an appeals court ruling last month that rejected Bannon's bid to overturn his contempt conviction. He was found guilty 2 years ago, failing to comply with a congressional subpoena from the committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol.
That's CBS's Linda Kenyon. And finally, something a little more fun. The Dallas Mavericks and Boston Celtics will tip off tonight to kick off the NBA Finals. Game one is in Boston. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine City Council now faces the decision of appointing a new 8th District representative, holding a special election, or leaving the seat vacant until the next regular election. Alderman Marcus West resigned this week. He's moving outside the district boundaries. Kenosha County road work will close part of I-94 next week. Drivers should expect delays and closures. Sturdivant's North Park is getting revitalized. Plans include removing dying trees, building a band shelter, upgrading the pavilion and basketball courts, and installing sidewalks. Racine Unified is hosting farewell events this week. Westridge Elementary has an event this afternoon. Jefferson Lighthouse has a PTA-sponsored carnival Saturday at 10. They're both merging into Starbuck. The Mount Pleasant Police Department is hosting a silent auction Saturday. Bikes, shoes, video games, and more will be offered. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers are right there with the best teams in baseball.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League, like, hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys, and they understand, hey, we're right there.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for three games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-seven series. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN.
Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the west, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. This, of course, is keeping our highs today suppressed to the upper 60s. And a stray shower may swing by this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
WRJN.
I give her all my love, that's all I do. And if you saw my love, you'd love her too. I love her. She gives me everything and tenderly. Kiss my lover brings, she brings to me, and I love her. A love like ours could never die, as long as I have you near me. Bright are the stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her. Stars that shine, dark is the sky. I know this love of mine will never die, and I love her.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. All right, it's time for the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Your chance to win Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Packs, pairs of tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers, or be entered in the drawing for the grand prize, staycations to Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County. Download the Civic Media app and find the WRJN page and get ready to text this keyword, Wisconsin. The keyword this hour is Wisconsin. Text that for your chance to win in this statewide contest here on WRJN.
Bye.
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You got the way to make me happy, you and me. Raglan Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, my baby. Raglan Rose, make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night to set the world.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, recently Don Rosen spoke with Fred Douglas and Mike Lorber of the Kettle Moraine chapter of the 1st Cavalry Division Association of Southeast Wisconsin. And this Saturday, they're going to be unveiling some granite and brick memorials at Pritchard Park.
Well, this coming Saturday, June the 8th at 1 o'clock, there'll be a dedication ceremony. Our Army's 1st Cavalry Division Association Kettle Moraine chapter here in southeastern Wisconsin has hosted, we purchased in the existing memorial bricks, granite pieces and bricks with our chapter's name, and 18 members or 18 initial inductees will be inscribed in bricks at that memorial.
Is this the first?
Or is it the first time we've done this?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I understand Mayor Mason.
Corey Mason.
And the Mr. Delagrave, yep. I believe, from the county.
The executive. Right. Is he going to be there?
He's going to be there. They're both confirmed they're going to be there.
It's Fred Douglas and Mike Lorber of the Kettle Moraine Chapter of 1st Cavalry Division Association of Southeast Wisconsin. As heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show, listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 here on WRJN.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Score a William Contreras Brewers City Connect replica jersey giveaway at the game against the Reds on August 10th, courtesy of Hupie and Abraham. The first 30,000 ticketed fans to enter the gates will get the replica jersey. Grab seats at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file. WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, WRJN's Big Deals store is full of great savings on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services. Up to 30%, in fact. Just go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab.
Hey, you are the best for the music.
somebody so that the dancer just won't hide.
News and timeless hints on WRJN, where our goal is to inform and entertain. If you miss any newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News online, and you'll find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The ACLU of Wisconsin is suing the city of Milwaukee over plans for demonstrations during the Republican National Convention. The group says the designated protest zone violates the First Amendment. Convention organizers are pushing in the other direction, complaining protesters will be too close to Fiserv Forum. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is charged with misconduct in office. 8 former guards and nurses are accused of felony abuse. 4 inmates have died at Waupun in the last year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt says his investigation exposed a host of training, security, and safety problems.
These investigations have shown a blatant disregard for the safety of human beings.
One inmate died of malnourishment. Another was dead for 12 hours before anyone noticed. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine City Council now faces the decision of appointing a new 8th District representative, holding a special election, or leaving the seat vacant until the next regular election. Alderman Marcus West announced his resignation from the council this week after 4 years representing the 8th. West said he's moving outside the boundaries of the district. Kenosha County road work will have part of the interstate closed next week. Drivers should plan for delays and road closures as the DOT begins bridge maintenance work. Double lane closures will take place in the southbound lanes of I-94 during off-peak hours. The work is taking place on bridges at 142, Highway K, 50, and C. The work is weather-dependent and subject to change. Sturdivant's North Park is undergoing a major revitalization project. Plans include removing dying trees, building a band shelter, upgrading the pavilion and basketball courts, and installing sidewalks for easier mobility. The project was initially aimed to be completed by August for Family Day. However, rain has delayed things. Officials do hope to stick to that August timeline. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny and breezy today, with winds whipping out of the west, gusting up to 35 miles per hour. This, of course, is keeping our highs today suppressed to the upper 60s. And a stray shower may swing by this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend. All right, have you texted this hour's keyword yet in the Sconny Summer Statewide Text to Win contest? This hour's word is Wisconsin. The keyword this hour is Wisconsin. Download the Civic Media app, find the WRJN page, and text Wisconsin to win here on WRJN.
breaks next. I wanna stick around, I wanna get my kick. Let it rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody knows, say a rock. Put Danny to the jail, let it rock. Danny to the jail, let it rock. Danny to the jail, let it rock.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend.
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while. Just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air for me.
Don't sense you staying inside.
If the weather's fine and you've got the time, it's your chance to wake up and plan another brand new day.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Stuart's in the studio here. Did you ever work the third shift?
Third shift? Well, kind of. I mean, doing what I'm doing now, it's a little almost third shifty, but not totally 100% no.
Yeah, because you probably get up at what, like 3?
Yeah-ish.
Yeah.
Around in there.
It's already known that working the graveyard shift can negatively impact your health, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now researchers have shown that forced nocturnalism, as they call it, may affect the brain's internal clock in a way similar to Alzheimer's disease. In one study done on rats, a 2-day weekend was not enough time to recover from the changes resulting from working the night shift.
Yeah, I mean, you've stayed up all night before. Maybe it's been a while, but
I used to do the third shift on a easy listening radio station in Missouri.
Oh, boy. Yeah, yeah. It's not good for you.
I worked 6 nights a week, and on that 7th night, rather than trying to sleep, I would stay up all night and do laundry. That was my night to do laundry.
Right, and you try and compensate, and it just probably ends up making it worse.
Yeah, exactly. My son loves it. He works the third shift on occasion, and he wishes that was his schedule full time.
Yeah, everybody's different. That's what I tell my kids. Everybody's different. So some folks will like to do that.
There was an old talk show host, Gene Burns, who said, that's why they make chocolate and vanilla.
Ah, wise. Very wise.
All right, Stuart will keep us up to date, right, throughout the day with local news?
Of course. You know it.
On WRJN.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of $200,000 in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split $20,000. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at PaysBig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I have some good news about a few retailers who are lowering prices this year. Sounds like some folks have finally gotten the message that we are more likely to shop at their store when we can afford to buy the things that they are selling. First on my list, Target and Walmart. Both are rolling back prices, and Target just announced cutting prices on 1,500 things, everything from milk to paper towels. Next up is Aldi supermarkets in Milwaukee, Madison, and Fond du Lac. And according to the AARP, Aldi is passing on $100 million in savings to customers like us, but only through Labor Day. And last but not least, Michaels. You know, the arts and crafts retailer where I buy all of my googly eyes. They're in Eau Claire, Madison, and Milwaukee, and they're lowering prices on 5,000 things. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. For more savings tips, head on over to workmoney.org. And hey, if you're going to go shopping, use a list, check your budget, and until next time, take good care.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
WRJN. Love is but a song we sing. Fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile. Some may go. He will surely pay. us yet, returns for us at least. We are but a moment's sunlight, fading in the gray.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Well, don't hang up that home phone just yet. When Consumer Reports asked readers why they still subscribe to home phone service instead of relying solely on their cell phones, the reasons included habit, price, reliability, and quality.
Well, I'm on my way to the city lights, to the pretty face that shines her light on the city nights. And I gotta catch a noon train, I gotta be there on time. Oh, it feels so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you. Tenderness and
sweet, sweet city woman. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman. Sweet, 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 sweet city woman.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Love before got mad and closed the door, but you said, child, just once more.
I chose you for the one, now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so glad you came into my life.
The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you.
'Cause you came and you took control, you touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. Thank you, baby.
made me so